let's get to two of them. It's Hank FM. And it's time to set you up with very real concert tickets to see our East Texas tall boy out there next Friday. Week from tonight, Billy Bob's Texas. Tracy Byrd on the stage. He's just, as they say, money. Very real tickets to see him. A pair of passes on the line, if you could tell us, right here in Friday Morning Fake News, of the next three news stories presented to you by our award-winning Peabody award-winning news reporting staff. If you could tell us of those three stories, which is not an actual true reported-on story, as opposed to the other two, at 817-877-1921. You're set. That's how it works. That's Friday Morning Fake News in a nutshell.
Yeah, you did forget about my Edward R. Murrow Award in addition to the Peabody.
Well, you're in good hands and good vocal cords right here. So, Friday Morning Fake News, three news stories. One ain't like the other. You tell us which is the fake one. You're good to go. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Edward. All right, here we are. Story number one.
Texting while driving is no joke. It's serious business, and police in Lake Worth Beach, Florida, are not playing around. An officer pulled over a woman, said, "I don't like your driving," then promptly gave her a ticket for using a handheld phone in her right hand while behind the wheel. The problem is, she has no right hand.
Oh, dear.
This is very evident from her social media posts and photos. So she plans to fight this in court.
That's story number one. Number two.
Justin Allen not feeling the love after Valentine's Day. He was not pleased with his ex-girlfriend. Decided that vengeance was his and took matters into his own hands. He spotted her Nissan SUV in a supermarket parking lot, grabbed a hammer, and went to town thrashing the vehicle. Unfortunately, this did not end well, primarily because it wasn't her car.
Oh.
He's now facing a variety of charges.
There you go. And finally, the coup de grace. Number three.
Dick Van Dyke just turned 100 years old, so what's a guy to do? Now, he already hits the gym every day, is still entertaining after all these years, and it's now time to up his game with a brand new country music album. Plans to team up with some big-time fans, Reba, Garth, Miranda, even Jelly Roll. Figures he's done everything else, from show tunes to rap. It's time to unleash that inner cowboy.
Well, there you have it. Go to you first. Who's this? Where are you?
Dylan from Fort Worth.
Dylan. In Fort Worth. Dylan, you've been watching the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Watching the curling.
Curling.
Yeah, no double touch.
Interesting.
I think we're getting off topic already, but I like this. Yeah, boy, my dad went on about curling last night, and that's the only thing of the Olympics he's watched.
Well, it's his birthday. He can talk about whatever he wants.
I asked him to explain the scoring, and he could not.
Well, and that's the beauty of it.
It's whoever's closest to the button in the 12-foot circle.
Whoever's closest to the button.
I've got another sports question while we're on the subject.
What is the button?
No. What is a field goal in basketball? Where did that come from? Well, there's no field.
That's when they get it in the hoop. Well, back to our sports director. All right, yeah, here we go. Okay, well, you're first up here. Friday Morning Fake News. Which is the fake news story according to you? One, two, or three?
We're going to have to say Dick Van Dyke.
Number three.
Dick Van Dyke, brand new country music album coming down the pipeline. Survey says.
Sadly, you're right.
Oh! Sadly?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be something. I would, we'd play that here.
Heck yeah, we would.
Well, I think Dick Van Dyke died a couple.
No.
A few months back.
Dick Van Dyke's with us. He's still.
Oh, he's still.
He turned 100. He's still. He's fine. Stop it.
But
he's curling. Even he's the captain of the team. No. Okay. But what?
William Shatner's making a heavy metal album with Iron Maiden and Judas Priest.
That's the fake news story.
That's the real news story.
Oh, my God.
You can't even make this stuff up.
Well, how old is Shatner at this point?
94.
Boldly going. Still. Where at this point, nobody should ever go.
Uh-uh.
When is the release date on this? I'm excited about it.
Soon, but not now.
All right. Well, we would play a Dick Van Dyke country album, and we would also play a William Shatner. When that drops, folks, you'll hear it right here on your home for real country. and William Shatner heavy metal. That's our new positioning statement.
I love you.
Man, you're going to Tracy Byrd.
All right. Thank you.
Everybody raise their right hand.
Stop it.
Okay. That's Friday Morning Fake News.